This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Indonesian officials say more than 400 people died, hundreds more injured by earthquakes that triggered a 6-meter-high tsunami. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
That's the sound of a tsunami blasting through low-standing bayside buildings in the city of Palu, Indonesia. A magnitude 7.5 earthquake struck, setting off the tsunami that sent waves up to 20 feet high into the capital of Central Sulawesi Province. Hundreds of people had been attending a beach festival when the tsunami struck. As the death toll climbed, initial figures were only being reported from Palu, and the country's disaster agency warned that the toll would likely rise once rescuers are able to reach other coastal communities where communications have been cut off. I'm Ben Thomas.
Amid a new investigation of his Supreme Court nominee, President Trump is maintaining his support for Brett Kavanaugh.
Actually, this could be a blessing in disguise, because having the FBI go out, do a thorough investigation, whether it's 3 days or 7 days, I think it's going to be less than a week, but having them do a thorough investigation, I actually think will be a blessing in disguise. It'll be a good thing.
FBI is looking into allegations Kavanaugh sexually assaulted 2 women. He denies the allegations. The Taliban has denounced Afghanistan and Pakistan for planning to convene a major bilateral conference of religious leaders in a bid to declare the Afghan insurgency as un-Islamic. Taliban alleges the United States is plotting to build religious opposition to the Taliban's holy war against foreign occupation of Afghanistan. Taliban also asserting the U.S. military mission has failed to defeat them and are now resorting to such confrontations. This is VOA News. Syria demanding immediate withdrawal of foreign troops, including those from the U.S., while inviting refugees back, with the promise that the war there is near the end. We get more from AP's Julie Walker.
Syrian Foreign Minister Walid al-Mualim, through a translator, told world leaders meeting at the United Nations that countries which did not support Bashar al-Assad's government needed to get out of Syria.
We therefore consider any forces operating on Syrian territory without an explicit request from the Syrian government, including U.S., French and Turkish forces, occupying forces, and will be dealt with accordingly.
He also vehemently restates his denials that his country used chemical weapons during the war, although international investigators found otherwise. Julie Walker, New York.
Macedonian Prime Minister Zoran Zaev has cast his ballot in the country's referendum on whether to accept a landmark deal ending a dispute with Greece by changing the country's name to North Macedonia. Speaking after voting today, Zaev urged Macedonians to come out and force to vote. He said he was confident of a strong turnout and would prove that Macedonians are in favor of joining NATO and eventually the European Union. A well-known priest in Chile is at the center of a clerical sexual abuse scandal in that country. The 84-year-old Fernando Caradima has been laicized or defrocked by Pope Francis. We get more now from Sabina Castelfranco in Rome.
Vatican spokesman Greg Burke said reducing Fernando Caradima to the lay state is one further step in Pope Francis's harsh stance against abuse. Burke added that without doubt it was an exceptional measure, saying that the serious crimes by Caradima have caused exceptional damage to the church in Chile. Caradima was an influential priest in a wealthy neighborhood in Santiago who drew many young men into the priesthood, some who went on to become bishops. He has always denied wrongdoing.
Sabina Castelfranco reporting from Rome. Tesla and its CEO Elon Musk have agreed to pay a total of $40 million and make a series of concessions to settle a government lawsuit alleging Musk duped investors with misleading statements about a proposed buyout of the company. Legendary American blues guitarist Otis Rush has died. He was 84, died from complications of a stroke. He was a key architect of the Chicago so-called West Side Sound in the 1950s and 1960s. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.
It's music time in Africa. Are you all ready to get your Pan-African groove on? Well, good deal, because I'm dishing up a hot one. Hello, I'm Heather Maxwell, coming at you direct from Washington, D.C. Today's weekend groove glides, bounces, skips, and rolls through 11 countries. Now, my feature interview spotlights South Africa with the a cappella trio, The Soil. That comes at the back half of the hour. Guests also join me throughout the hour. We present Bobby Wine's great new single, Charenga, and Song of the Week by Ghanaian singer-songwriter Ishan, and Malawi's local music hitmaker Atot Manje introduces himself and his 2018 single, Muntu. In between all of this awesomeness, we've got a smoking playlist of songs from Guinea, Nigeria, Burkina Faso, Egypt, Madagascar, Sierra Leone, and Liberia. So, let's get to it. One of Guinea's all-time classic songs that's still as hot as it ever was since its release in 1999 is Molanan. In Pul, or Fulani, it means caress me. Petit Yoro, also known as the Pul priest of Futa Jalung, sings this. Caress me, my darling, from head to toe. Caress me until I fall asleep, my sweet, sweet love. That was Molanan by Petit Yoro from Guinea. Even though that song was released in 1999, it still moves Guineans to the core. Hello, this is Music Time in Africa. Here's Hausaland's megastar, hitmaker, and heartthrob, Ado Gwanja. Salankita, meaning music style, is the most popular wedding song in all of northern Nigeria. Ado sings that Hausa women just can't resist dancing when they hear this song. And you know, turns out it's true.
This is Ben Zabo from Mali. You're listening to Music Time in Africa.
Between 2010 and 2014, Seydou Diabaté, a.k.a. Kanazoa, assembled one of the most powerful balafon bands on earth. It's called the Kanazoa Orchestra. This is the lead-off track from the CD Miria, released in 2016. And the message? African leaders, wake up! You need to put an end to Africa's needless and deadly poverty.
Thank you.
That was Kanazoe Orchestra, modern yet still enchanting sounds of the pentatonic balafon of Burkina Faso and powerful vocals. Coming right up after this message, co-host of the VOA program Up Front Africa, Jackson Mbungani, joins me to discuss Bobby Wine and listen to his wonderful single, Charenga. The mesmerizing visuals to the song dropped June 26th, and the video is on fire all over East Africa.
Music time in Africa. Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa. Bam!
Now, some people are calling Charenga the hit of the century. Welcome to the show, Jackson.
Thank you, Heather.
Good to have you here.
It's so good to be back on this show. It's been a while.
It has been.
Yeah? So what are we talking about?
Well, look, being East African and also the host of Upfront Africa, which is a weekly talk show on current social issues in Africa, you're the perfect person to first introduce Bobby Wine's latest single, Charanga.
Right.
And then to describe for our listeners, who is Bobby Wine, apart from being the musical artist, and why should we care?
So Charanga, first of all, means it's going overboard. It's too much. Okay, Bobby Wine in this video sings in almost 10 languages. Bobby Wine, like myself, born, raised in Uganda. By the time you get about 10 or 15, you speak multiple languages. It's so nice to see that he incorporates all these languages in this song. Bobby Wine is a Ugandan legislator, for those of you who have been keeping up with news coming out of Africa.
All right.
Right?
Let's save this, because we want to cut to the song. Let's listen to Charanga
first. Okay, let's listen to Charanga first.
First,
then we'll talk about Bobby Wine.
Yes.
Song. That was a great song.
That's
Heather.
Bobby Wine with his latest single, Charanga. And peeps, Jackson Munganyi, host of VOA's talk show Upfront Africa, sitting with me right now. Jackson, how do you like this song?
I love that song. I have to mention that Bobby Wine, unlike other musicians in East Africa who have tried to evolve their music to feel like Afrobeat in West Africa, you know, Bobby Wine has maintained that authentic Ugandan feel to his music. And as much as his messages change, you feel like he probably uses the same producers, he uses the same studio, same music, same feel.
I love it. And he keeps it popular.
Yeah, absolutely.
People still loving it.
Like, his songs from 20 years ago sound like this.
I love
and they're still
this
good.
Sound. It's great. All right, so we're talking about Bobby Wine. That's his new single. But also, we're going to get to the second question here, which is, aside from Bobby being a great artist from Uganda, who else is he and why do we need to know?
Right, absolutely. If you've been following news around the continent of Africa, actually even global news, Bobby Wine has been trending. There was a time about 2 or 3 weeks ago when Bobby Wine was arrested by the Ugandan government. He's now a legislator, a member of parliament, representing a constituency where he was born and raised. And he has music studios in there. He's kind of a local legend. He was one of those artists who had a very social message to his music. He was also very much part of the community, social services that he set up, encouraging young people to go to school, providing help to families. So when it came time for him to run for Member of Parliament to represent his constituency, he had a lot of support.
And even it wasn't a big surprise. Yes, it wasn't like,
absolutely
what are you trying to do?
Absolutely not. And he ran not as an opposition politician or a ruling party politician. He was an independent politician.
Okay, so what has been happening the last couple of weeks?
So Bobby Wine gets arrested after a political rally in the northern part of Uganda where he was supporting an opposition politician. He gets arrested in a very much publicized event that was captured in international media. His driver gets shot dead. Bobby Wine says that the target was him. He says he was going to be assassinated, but, you know, he escaped narrowly. But he doesn't escape the long arm of Uganda's military, which has been said to torture the government opponents. So he's arrested, held incommunicado. His lawyers, his family could not access him for about a week or two. He comes out, he says he's been tortured, and then a week later he's flown to the U.S. to come and get treatment.
Oh, so he's here now.
He actually just left, I think, last week.
And how's he doing?
He's doing much better than when we saw him coming out of detention.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's back in Uganda. He just held a press conference the other day. He does not like to call himself a politician. He considers himself more of an artist than a politician, even though he channels the frustrations of young Ugandans in the system. Uganda's current president, Yoweri Museveni, has been in power since 1986, when Bobby Wine was only 4 years old. And so Bobby Wine feels like he's speaking for this generation, his generation, kind of speaking truth to power. I was very surprised that his first song released after this whole kerfuffle, that it's not a political song. So when you first told me about this song, I thought Charenga, which means this is too much, I thought it was a political song.
Oh,
you remember I told
see.
You
yes,
that? I was like, Charenga,
yeah.
Okay, that means I guess it's too much. But
right.
When I looked at it, it's actually a love song.
Yeah.
I was kind of surprised in a good way.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Heather.
It.
So happy to come and provide some context to
yes.
this man, Bobby Wine. And for all listeners of Music Time in Africa, check him out. You know, Bobby Wine is such a cool fella. He's very well-spoken, very articulate, very authentic, too.
And this video, yes. It's a love song. It's adorable.
Check
it's
it
a
out.
Beautiful video. You're going to love it.
Thank you for introducing that to me, by the way.
You're welcome. You can follow Jackson at Upfront Africa on Twitter and Upfront Show VOA on Facebook.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Jackson.
Thank you, guys.
Well, I'm on my way to Bamako, gonna leave behind the ice and snow. On my way to Bamako, to see what I can see.
I'm Habib Kwate, you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Got a good friend there, Habib Kwate, a great musician, by the way. Got a good friend there, Habib Kwate, only his family.
Here is the most beautiful song I think you'll hear all hour long. Daria Albi by Hamza Namira from Egypt has 99,658,314 views on YouTube. And that is just since 2017. Yeah. So the song says, "Shield, oh my heart, you've been astray for so long. You've changed. Shield my heart."
مش باين ليه قلبك تايه من مدة كبيرة خايف تتكلم ليه في عيونك حيرة وحكاوي كتيرة متغير ياما عن زمان قافل على قلبك البيبان حبيت وفرقت كم مكان عايش جواك إحساسك كل يوم يقل وتخطي وخطوتك تزل من كتر ما أحبطوك تمل فين تلقى دواك بتودع حلم كل يوم
تستفرد بيك الهموم وكلكم والغربة كوم والجرح كبير ما بتديش حاجة اهتمام أهلا أهلا سلام سلام بقى طبعك قلة الكلام وما فيش تفسير وطنك والأهل والصحاب كم واحد ودع وساب من غير أسباب شايف في عينك نظرة حنين بتحن لمين ولا مين طول عمرها ماشية السنين والناس ركاب مع دقة عقرب الساعات بتموت جوانا ذكريات عشمنا قلوبنا باللي فات ونسينا نعيش كان مكتوب نمشي الطريق ونفارق كل ما ده شيء اتسرق العمر بالبطيء ورسي على ما فيش وداري داري يا قلبي مهما داري قصاد الناس حزننا مكشوف وهو عادي عادي محدش في الدنيا دي بيتعلق بشي إلا وفراقه يشوف
Okay, hello, my darlings. We're at the bottom of the hour and still so much more amazing music still to come. Songs from Sierra Leone, Malawi, Liberia, this week's feature interview with The Soil, and coming up next, Song of the Week.
And this is the Song of the Week.
Hey, Kwame.
Hey, Heather.
How are you?
Not entirely good.
What?
Yeah.
This is the first time I've ever heard you say that.
Yeah. I lost a friend a week ago, so I'm not in entirely good spirits, but we'll soldier on. I lost, his name is Akwisi Bafoiwa. He died in a motor accident, and We are all shaken by it, but I know whoever Akwisi is right now, he would want us to stay strong, and that we are.
That's really sad. I'm so sorry.
No problem.
Okay, may he rest in peace.
Amen.
Well, hopefully this will cheer you up a little bit.
Amen to that again.
All right. So, Song of the Week. I selected this song, Achia, by Ghanaian singer-songwriter Ishun. Now, Kwame, you're from Ghana, but did you know Ishun's music before?
No, this is new.
Okay, you see, so I met her in Cape Coast when I was there in August. Achia is her brand new single that she just sent me, and she described the song this way. Kwame, do you want to read it? She sent me her description on WhatsApp.
Sure, why not? So, Achia basically means walking with swag. Sometimes when you are working hard toward that goal, you go through tough times. People, even loved ones, tell you you won't make it. You won't find love. you can't do this, you can't do that. Usually it's just them projecting their fears on you. When you do press on and ignore the naysayers, you will achieve your goal. And when you do, it's time for Achia.
Oh, yeah. You walk confidently, knowing very well how far you've come. Mm-hmm. So this tune, she says, I took over for you. Mm. So this tune, she says, is for those who work hard regardless and go out there to get what's theirs. Achia is your song. Hey, yeah. Come on, make it say, make it say. So that's Ishan with Atia.
Yep, yep, yep.
You know, Kwame, she's really special because of that voice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's a singer's singer.
Hi, this is Lyra from South Africa, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
All right, switching gears and grooves now, we turn to Bobby from Bol, the second largest city in Sierra Leone. Bobby is known for tackling social issues in his songs like bad use of mobile phones, infidelity, and here, in this song, failure to pay debts. Honest debt must be paid, peepas.
Yeah.
All right. Hello, lovies. We're moving to Southern Africa for a bit now. First to Malawi with Atot, and then to South Africa, where Bill Odidi presents a great interview with the a cappella trio The Soil. From Malawi, here's Atot Manje introducing himself and his song to follow, Muntu.
My name is Atot Manje. I'm from Malawi, Southern Africa. I'm a local tradition artist. I used to be a dance artist, but I stopped being a reggae artist. Right now, I just concentrate on this kind of music, tradition and local music. Moto wake bazooka.
Gong.
You cannot understand a human being when that human being has no brains. That's the concept of the song. See, when I buy meat, you say it's show off. Hey, the same meat I cook in my kitchen, you say I'm greedy. The same meat I cook outside, you say it's show off again. When you're very rich, they say you sold to the devil, you perform some rituals. So when you're poor, they say you went there, you went for the rituals, but it didn't go well. You see, such is African life. That's how we live here. Oh, my God. When you're slim, your body say it's AIDS. When you're fat, that means you're using the ARVs very well.
That was Atot Manje from Malawi. And now, let's meet the soil. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Heather. This is Bill Odidi for Music Time in Africa in Nairobi. And, you know, we're very lucky to have artists from all across Africa performing in Nairobi from time to time. I'm delighted to meet The Soil. Now, this is a trio from Soweto in Johannesburg, South Africa, and their voices will just blow you away. The name is so beautiful. I couldn't try to pronounce it because I was going to stumble all over it.
It actually means beauty of nature. Yes, Mushabendalo, yes.
My name is Ntsika Fana Nganga. I'm part of The Soil. I'm the vocalist, but I also beatbox because there is the main beatboxer.
It's Master P.
That's Master P. But when it's his turn to sing, I beatbox. Over the years, I've gotten better at it, but no one can beat Master P. I mean, we know he's the king.
Yo, it's your boy, Master P from The Soil. Yeah, I'm the beatboxer, the guy who does the poo-poo chill. Is very basic and raw, and if you look at The Soil, it's very basic and raw, but it does a whole lot of things. It builds houses. We want to cover the whole world like The Soil, you know what I mean? We want to enter into every stage, and we want to heal people with the music that we were blessed with.
The Soil is matter. It's everywhere, and it's so unassuming. We were going with that approach as well, so that people could see these three kids from Soweto and not really await what would then come out of their mouths, you know?
You describe your music as Kasi soul. What does that actually consist of?
It's like tagging your cow. There's soul music everywhere in the world, but Kasi is a slang for neighborhood.
Oh, all right.
So when we refer to our neighborhood in Soweto, and other people as well in South Africa, they go, you'll find me in my Kasi, in my neighborhood. So it was soul music from our Kasi, hence Kasi soul music. In our era, when we grew up in the late 90s, the most popular thing was Kwaito. There was no guy that could stand in confidence and start singing instead of rapping or doing Kwaito, you know? So us singing was a way of also showcasing that we have soul music that is from this place that is so rich with other forms of music.
Everyone loves Ladysmith Black Mambazo, and I know they've inspired you, and you describe yourselves as this century's version of Ladysmith Black Mambazo. How do you build on that foundation from Shabalala and his group?
Those guys are legends. Those guys are amazing. And we were so blessed to work with them on a song called Humble Your Sebenza. And we've been looking up to them from when we started, because they started this whole movement of a cappella, and it showed us that no man, the sky is not the limit. Actually, you can actually skyrocket higher than everything that you think, and Yeah, man.
Like Pete said it was an out-of-body experience when we got a chance to work with them and sit with Bab Tshabalala, drink tea with him, and share all these amazing stories.
It's like always meeting that person you always looked up to. It was just, it was like a dream come true, you know, and to top it all off, to share an idea about a song and sit down and conceptualize for a song was just a cherry on top, you know.
Absolutely outstanding group, The Soil from South Africa, carrying on a proud heritage of a cappella from that country. Amazing harmony, and I'm sure you love them. That's about it from me, Bill Odidi, in Nairobi, Kenya, for Music Time in Africa. Thanks, Heather Maxwell, and back to you at the VOA in Washington, D.C.
Much, Bill. Well, our final song of the hour from Liberia has the perfect parting message. Here's Spoil You With Love by Joseph Dean featuring KZ and Marvelous MC. Why is it perfect? Because that's what all of you should do to the one that you love all week long. Till next time we meet again right here on Music Time in Africa.
I will spoil you with love from Monday to Sunday. I will spoil you with love from Monday to Sunday. I will spoil you with love.
Say grandma, the gentleman. Say grandma, the gentleman. Money good, yeah. Money too bound. Money good, yeah. Money too bound.
Daddy, brother. Hey, I say, I was looking for my love after me, man. For the way I find you, I will spoil you with love. Baby, hold me, man. I will hold you, play with you, take care of you. Yeah, we do the love. Today, today, you will come and eat. Talking, say, baby, I'm feeling you, man. And I want to know, I will spoil you with love. Anything they say, I will spoil you with love. From Monday to Sunday, I will spoil you with love. From Monday to Sunday, I will spoil you with love.
Say, grandma, the gentleman. Say, grandma, gentlemen, money good, yeah, money too bound, money good, yeah, money too bound.
They love you, Zizo, no papas. They love you, Zizo, no papas. Oh, will you buy money, why you demand? Oh, will you buy money, why you demand?
Love in my kitchen, Nana, in my bathroom, they reaching up in my house with their loving. And I'm scared of Ebola, can't chase me in a case, you won't be case, can't. That one, I mean nothing. I will spoil you, will love my baby. That will say that I will not spoil you. Then I say that one, la la la, la 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 la, la 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 la. You my bum pity, my one pity, my only pity. I say pity, pity, oh pity song.
And I want to know, I will spoil you with love. Anything they say, I will spoil you with love. From Monday to Sunday, I will spoil you with love. From Monday to Sunday, I will spoil you with love.
Say grandma, the gentleman. Say grandma, the gentleman. Money good, yeah. Money too bound. Money good, yeah. Money too bound.
All right, that was Joseph Dean from Liberia, and it's time to say goodbye. Thanks so much for grooving with me this weekend.
Special thanks to Jackson Mvunganyi and Kwame Ofori for joining me in the studio today, and also to artists Atot Manje and Ishun for sharing their words and their music. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 1505 and 2005 Universal Time, and we're also on shortwave Friday at 0905 Universal Time, and Saturdays and Sundays 5 minutes after 9:15 and 2000 UTC. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful, people. Stay blessed.